In terms of a fan base and publicity, it's helped us massively. Before, about 3 weeks ago, we were a regional band that were known around sort of the northwest of England, and now we're our fan base has massively increased in size. We're getting fan mail from all over America, from Canada, from France, from Brazil, from the east, and from Australia, all over the place.
And are people responding to the music or to the video?
It's a mixture, really. Obviously, we want people to respond to the music because, after all, we're a band. The videos, pretty much in the music industry, are always a vehicle for music, really, rather than something in themselves. But still, it's fantastic that it's generated this amount of publicity for us.
So where did the idea come from? What was the moment when the band sort of decided this would be a fun way to make a video?
Well, we were just sitting in a pub talking to a friend of ours about how much sort of how you couldn't go anywhere really in an urban environment in the UK without being caught on camera. I think the average is something like 300 times a day for someone walking through a city. So we thought it would be interesting to maybe capitalize on the amount of surveillance there is, and see if we can put it to some positive use for our benefit.
Is the video a political statement in any way against the surveillance state?
It was never designed to be any kind of political statement. We always just wanted to make a video that was that people thought was quite cool, really. It's been taken by some people as that, and obviously we're artists and musicians, and it's up to the audience really how they want to read what we produce.
The CCTV cameras that you performed in front of help us in the U.S. understand how prevalent the cameras are and sort of who controls them.
They are controlled by. There isn't really one central person or agency or anything that controls all of them. Basically, if you are a business, if you run a business, then you're entitled to put a camera up on your premises. As long as you put a sign up saying there's a camera there, you're entitled to put a camera up and film. So when we went out and played, pretty much there isn't really anywhere in central Manchester, which is where we filmed the video, that there's pretty much nowhere that you can go without at least one camera filming you. And normally you'll be on several different cameras from different businesses.
And so when you want to request the video through your version of the Freedom of Information Act, who do you make those requests to? Is it the private businesses?
Yes, you go straight to the people who hold the copies of the data. The way that the Data Protection Act in the UK works is if a organisation holds data that is about you, then you're entitled to see copies of that data. So it doesn't matter whether it's it doesn't even matter if it's a public or a private business. As long as if you know they hold copies of data about you, then you're entitled to copies of it.
I'm guessing you don't always successfully get the information that you want.
Absolutely not. In fact, we had a major battle on our hands to get the footage back. It was never meant to be an experiment or a political statement. The video, it was always us trying to make a cool video. But as it worked out, it worked really well. But in terms of an experiment a social experiment to try and get the footage back, it wasn't really that successful because the majority of requests we made were unsuccessful in terms of getting the footage back.
You must have looked pretty ridiculous to a lot of people sort of hamming it up in the street, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The street wasn't so bad because, you get lots of buskers anyway on the street playing, when we went into the main roads in Manchester. But we did get funny looks when we sat up on a tram and on an escalator in a supermarket, and the kind of more unusual places that we kind of went on a pedestrian crossing as well. So the more unusual places were more interesting, and certainly we got more reactions from members of the public.
The video quality on many of the clips almost seems a little too high for me. I mean, normally the video I see from surveillance cameras is awfully grainy and blurry. Is all this stuff really from surveillance cameras?
Not all of it is surveillance cameras. Like I say, we must have had about 20% success in terms of getting the footage back. And we kind of, once we got all the footage back that we were going to get back, we kind of sat down and decided, right, we can either cut together a video just using this footage that probably is going to look a bit boring, or we can perhaps take some footage of our own and include that in, just to make it a bit more a bit more interesting as a music video to watch. So it's a mixture. The actual video that's on YouTube is a mixture of stuff that we filmed ourselves just with kind of handheld cameras and stuff that we actually got back from CCTV.
How many views on YouTube now?
Oh, I think we're coming up to 250,000, 300,000. That was in about a week and a half.
So you must know that people are going to expect a second act here. What kind of discussions have you had with the band on, oh my God, what do we do now?
Yes, I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to top that one, but we have got a few ideas. We're probably going to try and do something slightly different. Maybe something that can't be construed as quite so political, because, you know, we're never trying to start a political movement. We've got some ideas, though.
And you'll share them with me, right?
It's probably best if you watch this space.
Yeah, I figured. This is good for the band because it brought a lot of attention and a lot of folks around the world know you now, but are you a bit afraid that it will be difficult to top and you'll just be known as the band that made that surveillance video?
I understand that question. I mean, we never expected it to go quite as global as it did. I mean, like I say, it was always just, so we need to make a kind of cool video, so we've got some visual material to help promote the music. But we can't complain about the effect that it's had. It's good news for us as a band. It means that so many more people now have heard of us. It means that, you know, with the music releases that we've got coming up on the 7th, with the release of the single, we're now releasing to a worldwide audience rather than a UK audience, which is, you know, fantastic for us.
So, as you've said, you did not intend this to be a political statement, but are you okay with people turning it into that? With people turning
it? Of course. I mean, like I say, we're artists, ultimately. We're musicians, we're artists. And we'll produce music, we'll produce the videos, but it's up to other people how they kind of take it, really. So we don't want to influence people in any other way than through the music and the video itself.
Right, but does the band sort of agree with people interpreting it that way, or are you just hopelessly neutral?
We're trying our best to be hopelessly neutral, to be honest. I mean, it is a fact that there is a massive amount of CCTV, certainly in the UK, more than any other place I know, and it is a fact that you are constantly being watched by somebody or by something, even if there's not a real person that are watching it, it's still being recorded. So the fact that we've highlighted that, it isn't a problem for us at all, because people should be aware of it. In terms of how they react to it, we really need to leave that up to them, I think.